Welcome back here to the Reaction to the Action, Colonel Post Game Show, brought to you by Shea's Restaurant. We got Coach Ken Van Overschild up here in the box with us. And, Coach, we established that run game, and a great job of the offensive line here tonight. Almost nearly three 100-yard rushers. They did a great job up front tonight.
Very impressive effort, you know, and really, you know, because I have to be critical of it, you know, probably on the exception of one drive. You know, they just did a great job and built momentum, gave us the holes that we needed, and like I said, when we're able to, you know, switch things up with, you know, with Austin Kerr and Kitch and Matt and Carson, and then Carter Jacobson needs some big credit for, you know, some important runs that he made. And like I said, the offensive line, it all starts up there, and they did a great job. I would have liked to have, you know, maybe thrown the ball a little bit more, you know. You know, that's what we worked on, you know. I mean, as far as, you know, trying to spread the field a little bit, but the success with the run game, you know, I mean, that's, We hung our hat on that here tonight, and very proud we were able to put forth that effort and come out with that, with the win and the success that we have, because we can build on that.
You know, defense, I thought, played well again here tonight. You know, not that they played good last week too, but this week they did very well. Slowed down Parker Beers. I know he had a few big runs in that second half, but really our defense, again, played solid on that run.
Yeah, I think, you know, somebody said at half that he had 19 yards, you know, and like I said, that's just give credit to the entire defensive unit, because they were, you know, knifing in there, taking on double teams, and, you know, linebackers were making plays, and, you know, just great overall team effort. And like I said, you know, there's some things that happened, especially in that fourth quarter, that I think just through communication, because, you know, my observation is we communicated very well. And then kind of at the end there, you know, we had the one mistake, but the key is that we bounced back and, you know, kind of came together, and that's what we need to do, continue to build on that success as a team.
Obviously, he was a man-child early in the ballgame, Levi Winnie. He didn't come back late in that ballgame. We hope he's okay, and he'll be back in that Colonel uniform next week, we hope.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we need everybody. You know, we need to continue just to build and find, you know, I mean, the Reyes is on that D-line. You know, Carter Jacobson, you know, every game we just got to keep building that and, you know, finding a way to improve this football team each and every week, because it's going to be competitive. There isn't any doubt, you know, as we continue down the schedule.
You even go into our lineman of the game, Carter Max, your offensive lineman, but he also came and played some defense tonight here as well and filled in where we needed him tonight.
Yeah, and that was just timely, you know. I mean, you know, he really, you know, when we talked early about, you know, him playing on one side of the ball and the benefit of that, we saw that benefit. But we also saw at the end of the game when he could come in along with Zach Moore, come in and spot up in that defensive line. That was, you know, obviously a productive way to you know, find a way to get that, get those stops that we need, and obviously bring that depth to a level that we can be successful and find a way. You know, I would prefer, you know, little cooler night. I think that would help, but we'll, you know, I'm going to jinx this, because, you know, next time I'm going to be complaining because it's cold. But in this heat and on this field, our kids, I think, reacted in a pretty natural way, but I think also from a standpoint, they reacted in a positive way, and we're glad to get this first win and hopefully build on it.
We need to keep Kitch in a boot every week, because he must seem to play better when he's in a boot all week. He didn't take any snaps this week, right?
Yeah. No, that's our defensive side, you know. So, like I said, you know, sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes, you know, like I said, Kitch is just a kid that he just wants to go compete. And we need everybody to kind of feed off of that. You know, we need our leaders to really bring that energy. You know, going back, you know, you wonder, you know, you go on the road and, you know, it was pretty quiet on the bus, you know, and we come out here to warm up, and it was pretty, you know, business-like. And before the ball was snapped, I was a little bit concerned, and I told the guys, I said, if you can, you know, wait for me to, you know, bring a bunch of energy to this, I said, I'm not going to. I want it to come from you guys. And what they did is they went out and played on the football field and showed that they're a football team that's going to win a few games down the road here, and they're going to do it together. So I'm very proud of them.
Well, we proved something here tonight. We got one more thing to prove. That's next week. Yankton comes to our place. We don't want to lose twice at home. We got to make sure we take care of our home business next week.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, that's the nature of it. You know, you think the difference between winning and losing. Well, you know, it was a pretty miserable week, you know, and, you know, from a standpoint of just trying to build things back up and be positive, you know, and this is definitely something we can build on. And like I said, excited to get back to, you know, Joe Quinnell Field, get back to, you know, that comfortability of our locker room. And like I said, put on an effort that we can be proud of.
Coach, good win tonight. We'll see you back in Mitchell.
All right, thank you.